And this morning, I want us to do a story and look at a story about a person that there have been movies made about and a number of stories written about, and the man's name is Barabbas. And I want to compare with you the stories of Jesus and Barabbas and look at some of the problems that we have and see if we can reach some conclusions as we have done in other times. The first thing that I want you to do is turn, and we're going to read several passages, or I'm going to explain several passages and pick out some key things. Now, I've got the chalkboard up here, so we'll do some notes here in a little bit, but I want you to be astute and get your mind into this thing, and we're going to look at the stories, and we're going to look at some little problems in the stories, and then try to put all of these things together. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 9, you have the story when they drew near to Jerusalem and Bethpage, they came to the Mount of Olives. Jesus supposedly gives a story here of his disciples going and getting a young colt and bringing it to him. And then beginning in verse 9, and this is where we want to go, and the multitude that went before and that followed cried. Now I want to draw your attention to the word the multitudes. Now what's a multitude? All right, a bunch of people. All right, if you got multitudes, what do you have? Bunches and bunches of people, all right? That went before and that followed. So you've got multitudes in the front and multitudes behind, and followed crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Now when you see the term Son of David, what are we talking about here? All right, king or heir or Messiah. Okay, all these, all the answers were acceptable, but this is specifically a messianic title. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So he's talking about blessed is he that comes in the name of God. Hosanna to the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Now you see that? Who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Now, let me tell you what you need to do, and we do not have time to do it. I sent to the printer this week the booklet, Jesus and the Nazarene Sect. I want you to read that, look at that. When we're talking about the Nazareth here, the prophet of Nazareth,